We are learning Masechtas Tainis da Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Vav Amud Beis. It says in the Gemara that there are three Revi'ah, Revi'ah Shaina, Revi'ah Shnia, Revi'ah Shlishas. Three times the rain falls, and it's Machlekes which days they are. According to Rabbi Yesi, the first one is 17, the second one is 23, and the third one is Rishchayesh Kislev, and other Bani Amud is 3 Bechashvin, 7 Bechashvin, on 17 Bechashvin, different Bani Amud. And the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara says the Revi'ah is Shaina, we know that's when it starts staying with St. Alamata. Revi'ah Shlishas is Tulis Amis. The Revi'ah Shnia, what's in the Gaya? So the first Teretz of the Gemara was the end of Dharam. Rav Zvid has different Teretz. Rav Zvid Omar L'Zeisim. So the Gaya is Zeisim. What's Zeisim? The Tanah. We know there's different type of Matnas Aniyim. That Leket, Shikha, Peya, things you leave in the field, things that fell off while you were harvesting, or you left over things you didn't cut, that's Peya. So there's different halachas for the different tefuah. Ma'emesai, Dr. Mishnah, Tanah. Ma'emesai call Odom, Mutarim, Leket, Shikha, Peya. When is it hefka for everyone, even not poor people? Once the Nebushois walk through the field, which we'll see in a second what it means that people walk slowly and methodically through the field. Once they finish walking through the field, so then we know that the Niyam don't, they finish looking at everything, whatever's left there is garbage, and that's hefker. So it means all the leket, which things means the things that fall off while you're harvesting, the shikhas, the bundles are left in the field, peya is the parts they left that didn't cut. If the Nebushois went through the field already, and they left it, then it's hefker. But what about by a vineyard? But peritival oilos, these are things left in a vineyard, either left that wasn't cut, or fell off the tree, or a certain type of oilos, a certain type of vines that people don't like. So the aniyim get it. So mishiyelchu aniyim bekerem levayu, if they came twice through, they walked twice through the vineyard, then you know it's hefker. By kerem, they have to walk twice through it because a lot of times things grow a little later. They ripen a little later, so therefore it's not enough with the nemushos. It has to be they came twice through the kerem. Vezesim, vegetarian revi'ah shnia. Once the second rain came, then everything is ready taken, and whatever's left is hefker. So negeya revi'ah shnia is to know when by zesim you are allowed to. It's hefker that even non aniyim could go to the field and take the leftovers. Gemara asked, "My nemushos, what's also nemushos?" On Rav Yechonon, Savi the Azdi Atigra. It's these old men who go up by cane. They walk through with a cane. They walk very, very slowly through the field, and they see everything. Once they finish going through it, these aniyim, the old aniyim, if they didn't pick it up, we know it's hefker. Rish Lakish Amar Divim Shana Nemushos. It means the kute bas the kute. The aniyim will walk together with their children. Also, they go very slowly through it, and therefore, we know that whatever's left is hefker. A papa ma kedei rapapa zenupshat. What's teir the revi'ah shnia? What's again revi'ah shnia? So we have two pshat revi'ah shnia. Then for the darim or for zaysim. A papa is the third pshat. A papa ma kedei lahalik b'shvilei harashus. The halacha is that Yeshua made a takana in Eretz Yisrael that you're allowed to take a shortcut through someone's field because that was the takana. He made it hefker that people could take shortcuts. But once the season starts, that you start planting, then you can't walk through the field because you're going to ruin the saplings and ruin the things you planted, the seeds. You're going to ruin the seeds. After they're seeded already, you can't walk through. When do you assume that everything was seeded and now it's harmful to the fields to walk through it? That is when the Revi'ah Rishnia, Terid Revi'ah Rishnia, when the second rain comes. And that's another purpose of knowing when the second rain is. Like we learned in Baba Kama, they're allowed to walk through the paths of different fields until the second rain comes. After that, the tefuah starts growing a little bit and walking on it is harmful and you cannot walk through it anymore. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, a fourth pshat. Levar perishvias. It's negeya for beer, zman beer. The halacha is that perishvias, once the chayas in the field don't have enough to eat, you have to get rid of everything in your house. You can't store tefuah into your house. So what happened is, here, there's something grew on shvias, let's say wild vegetables, and you put it into your house. You have to get rid of it when the chayas don't have nothing to eat anymore. When is that? That's when the revi'ah shnia happens, after the second rain. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Ad Masai Nenim Vesarfim B'Tevin V'Kashal Shvias. How long are you allowed to be Nena and to use the firewood, the Tevin, the Kash of Shvias, you're allowed to store it, Ad Shtei Revi'ah Shnia, until Revi'ah Shnia. After that, you have to get rid of it out of the house. My time. And the Chassid says in Pasuk, V'Lehem Tuchav L'Chaya Shevar Atzecha, Kozman Shechaya Echelas V'Sada the whole time when chayas have what to eat in the fields, you can feed your behemoth the tevet and the cash in the house. Once the chayas have nothing left in the fields, you have to get rid of it from the house. That's already called zman beer. What's his lashon? We're calling it the revia rishayna, revia shnia, revia. What's lashon revia? Revia usually means if someone is mezana with a behemoth, it's called revia. So what's lashon revia when it comes to rain? Omravo, my lashon revia, dava shereiva es karka. We look at it ki'ilu, the rain is cohabiting with the karka. It's reiva es karka. K'drav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, mitra baila da'ara. The rain is a husband of the ground. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, like we lay on a tainus in Haftira, kikasha yeir hashalag, ageshem v'hashalag m'rashmai, v'shama lo yashuv. It's not going to go back to the scar of the geshem hashalag. Kiyim hirva asaretz, v'hoylida v'etzmicha. Use lashon hoylida. Hoylida v'etzmicha gives birth. So you see, it's lashon of being a husband. The rain is a husband, and that's why you use lashon of hoylida, of giving birth. V'amra v'avo, revir reshoina, a good revir, the first revia, good rain, is there's terev karka tefach. When it rains enough that it seeps into the ground, a tefach, 3-4 inches. Shnia, the second rain, what's called good rain, if it's muddy enough, the log of ba piachavis, that you could cement the cover on the barrel with this mud, that means it's sufficient rain. Amrav chista. If it rains enough that you could cement the cover on the barrel, then you know there's no va'atzar sashemayim lo yim atar. This is called a good rain. This is not a problem. Rain that falls before you say kriya shema, ein behem mishum va'atzar. That's good rain. Good rain is the rain that falls before you say kriya shema. Now, which kriya shema is this? The kriya shema of Laila or of Yoyim? The night Shema or the morning Shema? Ama Abaya, lo yamar l'kaidav atzah de orta. It means it's good when it rains before I say Shema at night. It means the evening rain is the best rain. Ama kaidav va'atzah de tzafra, the rain that falls in the morning before you say Shema, that's not a good rain. Yesh behem meshum va'atzah. That's not a good rain. The rain that falls in the morning is not a good rain. The night rain is much better rain. Dom Rav Yudva Yitzchak, hani anoli de tzafra, those clouds in the morning, less buhu mashasha, has no mashashas to it. It's not a good rain, those clouds are not good. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Ma'as l'cha Ephraim, Ma'as l'cha Yehuda, v'chastachem kana baiker. The Navi is giving Musa the Klai Yisrael and saying, what should I do for you? Your chasadim are like the clouds of the morning, which means it's nothing. So you see, the clouds of morning are useless. Although a popular baya, what are you talking about? There's a member, they say, v'amri inchi, people say, v'afteach bavi, if you open up your front door, mitra, you see rain, so bar chamra, the guy who drives a donkey and brings tefuah to all the surrounding cities, that's his business. If he opens the door and sees that it's raining, you know what he does? Moich sakech vegani. He folds up his sack cloth and he goes to sleep. He goes to sleep, back to sleep. Why? His business is over. If it's raining so geshmak, everyone's going to have tefuah, they don't need you. So what do you see? They wake up in the morning and see it's raining. That's a gishmei bracha. It's a gevaldige thing. So while we're saying that rain in the morning is no good, here we see klar, rain is good. And for the gemara like kasha, how the kata biva, the kata banani. It depends. If it's big puffy clouds, so then, and it's not like weak clouds, then it's taka good rain. But in the morning, there's shvacha clouds, then it's not a good rain. At night, that same rain would be good. But the morning, the only time it's a good rain, if it's a good huge clouds, a big rain. Omrav Yehuda. Tavol Shasa the Tavis Armelsa. It's a good year when Tavis is Almana, which means when Tavis doesn't rain. Why do we call it Almana? Like we said before, rain is the Baila Shal Oretz. The rain is the husband of the ground. So it's good if the Tavis, in Tavis, if the ground is Almana, there's no rain. When it doesn't have its husband, there's no rain, it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Why? Yikad Amri Dloy Bairi Tarbitzi. One shot is because if it doesn't rain, then the Talmidim will be able to go learn Torah because it's not going to be so muddy. Lashon Bari means Tabitzi, means Tabitzi Lashon of the people learn Torah. It won't be empty, the people learn Torah. V'yikad Amri, lo shakol shadofna. Also, the other pshat is that when it rains too much on Tevis, it causes the Torah to get ruined. So here, if it doesn't rain on Tevis, it's a good thing. That's what Yehuda says. It's good for the year when Tevis is disgusting, which means there's dirty roads. It's raining a lot in Tevis. That's a good thing. So it's a stira. On one hand, Rav Huda says it's no good. It's no good to have rain in Tevis, and Rav Chisda says no, it is good to have rain. Like Hasha, Hodosim Itim Rikara, Hodosim Itim Rikara. If it rained the whole season, then Tevis won't need rain anymore. But if it didn't rain before, then Tevis could be very good to have the rain. Vam Rav Chisda, Geshamish Yardu Amiksas Medina, Amiksas Medina Lo Yardu. If you have Geshamim, that in one nation half the land got rain and half the land did not get rain, that is not called a drought. It's not called Vatzar Shemayim. Why? Like Rashi explains, because in this area will grow and they'll sell to another area, so it won't be a hunger. Right? It says in the Navi that we're going to give an Einish to a certain part of Klai, so a certain city. So the Gama Neichim and Ati Mekemes Hageshem Boi Shloishach Adoshim Lekotzir Vim Tarti Al Ir Achas, and I'll put rain on one city, and the other city I'm not going to Val Ir Achas Loyamtir Chalka Achas Timotev Chalka Achas Loyamtir Tivosh get dry. This is in Pasuk Amos where he tells them that you're going to have a hunger. Only some cities are going to have rain, other ones are not going to have rain. Sounds like that's a klala. They're both a klala. Why? Because the place that has rain will have too much rain. It'll get all the other cities' rain. And this city will have no rain. So he says they're both a klala. So you see, it's not a good thing when half the Medina gets rain. Because there's two klalas. First of all, the one who gets rain is too much rain. And the one who doesn't get rain gets nothing. So tomorrow, you're right. Depends. Like Kasha. How does tuva? How does it buy a light? If the city gets too much, then that's no good. Shteim leklala. If they get the proper amount, then it's a good thing because they'll sell it to the other one. It'll be a migishmei bracha. They'll get an abundance of produce. They'll sell it to the other cities. Amar Rav Ashi, Dekanami, because the pasuk of Amos says the chsiv timater. It's also timater. Timater means to hay mokim mater. There'll be a place of mater. Means a lot of mater. Shema mina that it was too much rain. That is when it's called the klala, when it's a lot of rain, not when it's little rain. Amar Rav Avoh, me'emis ha'avarchem ha'gashamim. If you look in the siddur, there's a bracha that you say on a geshamim. That means if in Eretz Yisrael there's a big drought, and then after many years, and after many months, start you get rain. So what they do is there's a bracha, a special bracha about the rain, and in that bracha, it's a long bracha. Gemara will say what the bracha is soon. When do you start saying the bracha? How much rain do you need to say that bracha? How much rain? How much rain do you say? Do you need how much rain? Wait, a little rain? A little drizzle? That's enough to say a bracha? Oh, we need a lot of rain. What's the shear of rain that you start saying this bracha? So the Gemara explains, Me'im esai mevorchim alag shamim, mishyetze chosan likras kala. When it's so much rain that when the rain comes down, the other rain pops up towards it. It's so much rain, so the puddles are so big. When it rains into a puddle, all the rain from the puddle pops back up towards it. It comes to greet it. That's one Pshat Rashi. Pshat Rashi Chosuk Rashi Kala means that there's torrents coming down the roads, and that when there's an intersection, both torrents of rain meet each other. So that's a Chosuk Nekas Kala. That's how much rain there is. My Mevarach, what's the bracha? I'm Rav Yud, I'm Rav. The bracha goes like this. Moide Menachem Lucha Hashem Elokeinu HaKol Tipa V'Tipa Sherat Elonu. I thank you for every single draft that fell for us. Rav Yechonon Mesayim Bahachi. Rav Yechonon ends off in this bracha, besides saying Moide Menachem Kol Tipa V'Tipa, he ends off the lashon of Nishmas, and he ends off like this: that Mesayim Ba'ilu Finu Moli Shirik Hayom Ushenenu Rina Kamoyin Galov V'Sifsesenu Shevach Mechave Rekia. And then you go further: V'Enenu Miris Kesham Shemachar Reach V'Denu Prutz Kesharayim V'Ragein Kalas Kayolas And Nachnu Maspikim L'Hoydes Zuchah Hashem Lakin V'Kevesenu Ulevarach Hashivcha Malkeinu Al Achas Me'Olef Elef Afi Lav Bafim V'Ribay Revavayis Pa'Avma Tevis Nisim V'Floyis Shishim V'Senu V'Maru V'Fonu Me'Chag V'Altanu, and the whole thing until you go weiter. Ad Heina Azur Rachmecha V'Lezvuduch Asdech Hashem Lakinu V'Alte Chena Hashem Lakinu Netzach. They go weiter till the end of Nishmas. That's how the bracha continues. Then you say Baruch Roi Vaidais. Benched, Hashem is the Makar brachas of Roi Vaidais. He has Roi Vaidais. Great thing, Amara, Roi Vaidais, like Holidays. Because the truth is, when you say the word Roi Vaidais, there's two ways to teach it. We really say Shalosh and Nishmas, also Roi Vaidais. Roi Vaidais either can mean he has most of the praises, or it means he's Maruba Vaidais. He's full of Haidais. But it sounds a little bit like he has most of the praises. And the Mara says, don't say Rav Haidais. Rav Haidais, like Kal Haidais. Only Rav of the Haidais, not all the Haidais. So that's not a good ending to the bracha. Hamarava, Ema Kale Haidais. Use the lashon of Kale of the praises. Hamarapapa, Hilkach, therefore say both of them. Nirmu Tavayu. Keloi dies, Ravai dies. Say both things. Keloi dies, and then once you know Hashem is the master of all praises, so obviously Ravai dies means he's Meruba Bahai dies, that he has a lot of Hidayis, not that he has most of the Hidayis, because he already said Keloi dies. And therefore you say both of them. And Rashi points out the same thing is by Yishtabach. We say Kemal Godol Batishbach is Keloi dies. Why do we say Keloi dies? Because we just finished saying 15 Shvachim, Shir, Shvacha, Halo, Zimra, Oiz, Mashal, Nesach, Nul, Murah. So it sounds like maybe that only these he has. No, we say Keloi dies. He has everything. That same thing in Shtabach, we say the same type of idea.